AP Radio News. I'm Rita Foley. Super Tuesday voting is underway.
We are going to have a very good Super Tuesday.
Ted Cruz is hoping to hang on to his home state of Texas in today's Republican presidential contest. GOP frontrunner Donald Trump is expected to do very well today. AP correspondent Sagar Magani on how important today is to the candidates.
The early part of the campaign calendar had single states voting with a small percentage of delegates on the line. Polls open today in 11 mostly southern states with a big number of delegates at stake. Among the key questions, can any Republicans stop Donald Trump? Can Ted Cruz win at home in Texas? And is this the day Hillary Clinton all but wraps up the Democratic nomination?
Her rival Bernie Sanders was out early voting this morning.
I am confident that if there is a large voter turnout today across this country, we are going to do well. If it's not, we're probably going to be struggling.
Bernie Sanders after voting this morning in Burlington, Vermont. We are getting a first look at Osama bin Laden's last will and testament. He was killed 5 years ago in Pakistan by U.S. Navy SEALs. His just-released will claims he was worth $29 million, the bulk of which he wanted to be used, quote, on jihad for the sake of Allah. The will was just released in a batch of more than 100 documents seized in the raid that killed him. It is a big change for the IOC. It's ready to remove itself from the process and have a group of independent sports arbitrators rule on doping cases during the games in Rio de Janeiro. That's what we're being told. No school today in the Ohio School District, where a 14-year-old boy reportedly opened fire in a school cafeteria, wounding two, according to authorities. This is AP Radio News. Turns out fewer of us were watching the Oscars Sunday night. AP correspondent Sandy Kozel with the ratings.
Nielsen says 34.3 million people watched the Academy Awards Sunday night, where Spotlight won Best Picture and host Chris Rock addressed the issue of diversity in this year's acting nominations. That issue led to calls for a boycott among some black stars. Nielsen did not immediately have any ethnic breakdown of Oscar viewership. Generally, though, the popularity of movies being honored tends to be the biggest factor in whether the audience for the live telecast is up or down. It was the annual show's smallest viewership since 2008, when No Country for Old Men won Best Picture. I'm Sandy Kozel.
Here's how many immigrants are fleeing toward Europe. The number is 30 times higher than it was this time last year. That's according to a European official. Many of those immigrants are running from war and chaos in their home countries. Rita Foley, AP Radio News.